candidate and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. The Hawaii representative's lawyer says a process server who tried to hand over the papers to Clinton at her New York home was turned away by Secret Service agents, and a second attempt to serve the papers to one of Clinton's lawyers yesterday was also unsuccessful. Gabbard is suing the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee for $50 million for indirectly calling her a Russian asset during an interview. And only one jackpot-winning ticket was sold for last night's $400 million Powerball jackpot, sold at a 7-Eleven in Bonita Springs, Florida. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good morning. At 11:03, it's 31 degrees and mostly sunny in Flemington. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. It's going to get a little warmer for Friday with a high of 42. And then there is the ever so slightest chance of rain or snow on Saturday with a high of 43. But it looks like the storm was going to clip the coast. And then it will be partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 45. Sorry, Sarah.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
It was winter in Manhattan, falling snowflakes filled the air. The streets were covered with a film.
What was Sorry Sarah about?
Every year on my sister's birthday, since she was a little girl, she'd say it's going to snow on my birthday. That I'd heard about, and it almost always happens.
Oh yeah?
And like you said, it's going to snow on Christmas Eve.
But unfortunately, winter shifted for those two events. That's why it doesn't snow on Christmas Eve or your sister's birthday anymore. Winter actually starts in about 2 days. So.
That's her birthday is Sunday.
Sunday? Oh.
It's going to be sunny.
Good. She wouldn't prefer that. When you're a little girl, you're... And now that she's an adult, I would think it, well, I don't know where I'm going with that. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show.
There.
Happy birthday to your sister, by the way. Older or younger sister? I forget.
Younger, I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest? Oh, I thought your sister Belinda was the oldest.
No, she just acts like
it. Yeah. I get that impression. The Library Show starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. The primogeniture child, Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, 1 month of winter down, two to go. We have a full slate of programs in February to help get you to March and spring. Speaking of March, New Jersey Makers Day is being held at all three HCL library locations this year. We'll tell you all about this great family event. Jennifer says, life is not a fairy tale. If you lose your shoe at midnight, you're drunk. HCL Winter Reading Club, electronic resources, new DVDs, volunteer opportunities, YS programs, trivia, and much more on today's Library Show. Morning, Jennifer. Frank Sinatra singing a song I don't think I've ever heard.
Probably have heard, but only on the show.
Was it in a movie?
No, it's Violets for Your Furs. It's not sung very often.
What's it called?
Violets for Your Furs.
This is from that weird movie that you like.
No, I don't believe it's from
that. What's the name of that weird movie? Where the lady sells apples?
Oh, Pocketful of Miracles? No, not.
No, that's not it? Okay.
And I believe Ella Fitzgerald also sings.
Was that like a Sammy Kahn song or something like that?
1954.
Standard.
John Coltrane sang it in 57.
Who wrote it? We're spending way too much time on this song.
Matt Dennis and Tom Adair. And it was first recorded by Tommy Dorsey's orchestra with vocals by Frank Sinatra.
So welcome to the Library Show. Got a lot of programs coming up in February, like I said. January, just about out the door. Before it goes, though, we do have a movie. Tonight, yes, at the Hunterdon County Library. Once upon a time, .. in Hollywood. It's about a faded television actor and a stunt double who strived to achieve fame and success in the film industry during the final years of Hollywood's golden age in 1969. Los Angeles, it's a Quentin Tarantino film. It's very good. I've seen it twice now. Liked it even better the second time.
Really?
Yes.
And I would say get there right at 6 o'clock because it's a long
movie. It's a long movie, so it starts a little early, 6 p.m. I guess all the movies start at 6 p.m.
It's going to start at 6 p.m.
Yes. It's in our meeting room at the Hunterdon County Library. You're welcome to bring a snack and a non-alcoholic beverage, though there will be snacks for sale. Courtesy of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, who sponsor our Academy Award-nominated film series. So it's a very good movie. It's Quentin Tarantino's kind of homage to what he considers vintage Hollywood, late 60s. Of course, it was right around the time when the Manson family was around, and they depict some of that, but in an alternate universe type of way that Tarantino was want to do.
In a Quentin Tarantino sort
no of friends, snacks are no longer available. Stop the presses. No friends, snacks. Why not?
They're not selling them any longer.
Okay, we do have a vending machine, so if you don't bring your own snack, there are options. The movie will be reshown at the North County Branch Library on February 7th and February 8th. The other two movies in our series coming up in February on February 13th at HCL, Judy. Renee Zellweger as the great Judy Garland. I saw that too. She did a great job. Just about, the last weeks of her, or right around the end of her life, Jennifer, and what she was up to. She was performing in London. And then the final movie at the Hunterdon County Library on March 5th is Jojo Rabbit. A young boy in Hitler's army finds out his mother is hiding a Jewish girl in their home. So this is kind of a war comedy. Jojo Rabbit, I heard good things about that as well. I think I'd actually like to see that. Have you seen that, Jennifer?
I haven't. It's on my list.
It is on your list.
Because I think the humor is kind of subtle. Like if anyone saw The Death of Stalin, it's really not a funny story, but it was funny. So.
Okay. Next week at the North Cannon Branch Library, we're starting a gentle yoga and meditation class with Jane Shear. Jane has been teaching yoga since 1999 and is accredited in both yoga and meditation. These would be Tuesday programs, and they start at noon. And they'll be every week starting February 4th. So that's February 4th, February 11th, 18th, and 25th. And it will continue through March, April, and May. So a gentle yoga and meditation class every Tuesday at the North County Branch Library starting next Tuesday. And then next Wednesday, we have a big concert at the Hunterdon County Library starting at 7 p.m. It's Ragtime Lullabies with classical pianist Paul Bisaccia. Paul presents a concert of ragtime featuring the king of ragtime, Scott Joplin, as well as ragtime by George Gershwin. Also included will be some real ragtime lullabies, including Solace by Joplin and a couple famous lullabies, Send in the Clowns and Gershwin's Summertime. Paul will include his famous anecdotes and stories to make the men who made the music come alive for an evening. Irving Berlin's Putting on the Ritz and the Spaghetti Rag will also be featured. A rousing concert of American ragtime. As an added bonus, there will be a widescreen on stage presenting a live close-up of Paul's hands, so everyone will have a special view of this virtuoso piano player that we are very lucky to have performing for us at the Hunter and Cannon Library. So once again, next Wednesday, February 5th at 7 p.m., classical pianist Paul Bisaccia and Ragtime Lullabies. And then also, if for some reason you don't want to hear a virtuoso piano player, and you love nature, well, the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club will be meeting at the North County Branch Library. Kimberly Boren, an EDD. What is an EDD, Jennifer?
It's a doctorate in education.
Okay. We've talked about the nature fix. It's not all fun and games. She'll discuss the spiritual, biological, and physical reasons why immersing yourself in the joys of the outdoors, Jennifer, will bring peace and healing to your mind, body, and spirit. That's kind of like you walking around in your bare feet.
Kind of, yes.
Meet and greet will follow the talk. Sierra Club meetings at North County Branch are open to all and free to sign up or drop in. Refreshments will be available. Boy, North County Branch is getting very holistic up there.
They are.
Do we need to have an intervention?
Maybe. They're having a singing bowl with Bill Moran on Thursday, February 13th at 7 p.m. They'll bring crystal bowls. I'm not even going to read this because it's... So Bill Moran picked up where Sandy Conroy left off. And seating is limited. You can pick a blanket or a mat if you want to lay on the floor and come hear him play.
We have a lot more programs and events to tell you about on today's library show, but first we need to go to our first commercial break. We'll be back after this with Today in History.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Oh, look at this guy.
Well, today we have an ad for...
Play the ad, Jennifer. Why not?
Don't know much about history. Don't know much.
Welcome back to the library show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm locked in the room with Jennifer Winberry. For the next 45 minutes, it's time for Today in History. It's time every week. I asked Jennifer and you at home questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is January 30th, 2020. I'll ask you about events that happened on January 30th in years past. I'll also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on January 30th. See if you know who they are just by hearing their name. This is a fun little diversion we do every week. We hope you agree. Let's go back to January 30th, 1661, Jennifer. Oliver Cromwell, Jennifer, Lord Protector of the Commonwealth of England. What happens to him on this date?
He is executed.
That's not technically correct, Jennifer. Though it is, I'll give you half credit. Oliver Cromwell actually died of natural causes, I think down in Italy or something like that. 12 years before this.
Oh.
But he was exhumed and ritually executed, Jennifer, on this date. Oh, it was 2 years after his death.
He was
exhumed and ritually executed, so he must have done something bad, because it was the 12th anniversary of the execution of the monarch he himself deposed. So I think it was Charles I or somebody was signed the order and had him executed. He became the Lord Protector of the Commonwealth of England, but then I guess he didn't do it the right way, so people were a little mad that he got off easy, dying of natural causes, Jennifer. Stuff like that just doesn't happen today, does it? 1835. Hold on a minute. It was the first assassination attempt against the U.S. president. Happened on this date in 1835. Can you name the president?
James Madison.
Richard Lawrence attempts to shoot President Andrew Jackson, but fails and is subdued by a crowd, including several congressmen, as well as Jackson himself.
That was the first thing that came into my mind, and I thought he was later.
You know the old tip, Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer, 1959. The MS Hans Hedtoft. Was a ship, obviously, Jennifer. What happened to the MS Hans Hedtoft on this date in 1959?
It sunk.
It sunk, Jennifer, correct. Killing all 95 aboard. And you would think they would have learned the lesson from the Titanic, but the Hedtoft was said to be the safest ship afloat and unsinkable. Exact words they said about the Titanic. And the Hedtoft did strike an iceberg and sunk, killing everyone on board. Don't ever say your ship is unsinkable.
Molly Brown is unsinkable.
Here's your tip for all boat owners out there. Never say your ship is unsinkable. I think we've learned that lesson by now. Okay, Jennifer, and on this date in 1969, it was the Beatles' last public performance. Where was that at?
On the West Coast in California?
That is incorrect.
Shea Stadium?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
The roof of Apple Records in London. It was an impromptu concert that was broken up by the police because I guess it caused quite a crowd situation in the streets. Chaos ensued. The Beatles' last public performance on the roof of Apple Studios in London on this date in 1969. Born on this date in 1882... Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
He was president of the United States. His dog's name was Checkers. He was president for 4 years. He had polio and was confined to a wheelchair.
All right. Maybe about half the stuff you said there was right.
Only half.
But now, first of all, they don't think he had polio now. They think he had another disease that could have been curable, but it was misdiagnosed. He served for four terms, Jennifer.
I'm sorry.
Not 4 years. And I
was Fowler. No, the dog was Fowler.
That is correct.
Not Checkers. He did the New Deal.
Correct. Widely considered by me our second greatest president behind Abraham Lincoln. Do you agree? Disagree? You disagree?
I could get behind that.
You could?
Okay.
The Depression and World War II, two dark periods in our history, FDR got us through them. 1930, Jennifer, on January 30th, Gene Hackman was born. Really?
Was he Barnaby Jones?
No.
No.
That Buddy Ebsen?
No, that was Buddy Ebsen. Gene Hackman, he's a movie star. He was in, oh my gosh.
He's been in 10 trillion
things. Movies. And he was in a movie that I saw, and I can see him. It was like a police movie. I know I've yes. done 10 trillion things.
I think you're probably referring to the French Connection.
No, it was a later one than that.
Oh. Most famous probably for a ton of movies, but I'll mention a few. Hoosiers. You never saw Hoosiers, did you? He was in a lot of westerns. He plays plays a lot of bad guys in westerns. Popeye Doyle in The French Connection, I think.
Unforgiven is what I was thinking of.
The Unforgiven, yes. Little Bill Daggett in Unforgiven, another memorable role. Yeah, I guess he was sheriff in that one. Was in some Grisham movies. He's been in a ton, Jennifer. Too many to mention. 1941, Dick Cheney was born.
He was the Vice President of the United States, George Bush the Second. He was what was he doing with the Gulf War? Secretary of
State? Nuisance, probably. Dick Cheney, Vice President, yes, of the United States. A lot of people claim he actually had a lot of power, like presidential power, where he actually told our president what to do. He made the decisions. That's why he agreed to be vice president under George W. Bush. I believe they made a movie with Christian Bale as Dick Cheney.
Yeah, just this year.
Yes. 1951, Phil Collins was born.
He's the drummer for Genesis.
Correct. Can you name a song?
Tonight. You're not saying anything.
No, Groovy, that's fine. Love. Phil Collins actually... the wedding song for When My Daughter Gets Married for the father-daughter dance, it's a Phil Collins song.
Which is it?
It's from the movie Disney movie Tarzan. It's called You'll Be in My Heart.
Is she engaged?
Ever hear that song?
I did. Is she engaged for you?
No, not that I know of, but okay. Who knows? It's coming. 1957, Payne Stewart was born.
Well, gosh, I don't know.
Payne Stewart was a professional golfer. That unfortunately met a tragic end. I don't think you remember, but he was flying across the country in an airplane that the cabin depressurized and everybody on the plane died, but the plane kept flying.
Oh, my.
You don't remember this?
No. That's
that happened in 1999. And then 1974, Christian Bale. Well, what do you know about that? He played Dick Cheney in a movie.
That's all I know about him.
He's my favorite Batman.
Really?
Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, that series. He was Batman. And he was excellent. He was also in one of my favorite Civil War movies, Run with the Devil. Very rarely seen or talked about Civil War movie with Tobey Maguire, Christian Bale. 1836, Jennifer, these are people who died on January 30th. Betsy Ross.
He was also in Ford versus Ferrari.
Yes, he was.
Betsy Ross is credited with making the first American flag. She was a seamstress in Philadelphia.
It's a little debate about the whole story. Supposedly Washington and some founding fathers went to them and gave them the design, and she wanted 5-point stars, not 6-point stars. A lot of that's debated, but she did make flags, and she probably did make the first one. I don't know about if she had any creative input telling Washington what to do. I doubt that. Washington maybe our third greatest president?
Yeah, well, he didn't have a lot to work with.
So. No, I know. That's why it was a... But he set a good example, Jennifer.
Yes.
By, even though people did not want him to leave office, he left office because he had to show that this was different than England. Right. And people don't get lifetime appointments and things like that. Maybe a small thing now, but it was huge back then, I think. And set the... precedent. 1948, Orville Wright died.
He was one of the two brothers who flew at Kitty Hawk, the first flight where your uncle was taking notes.
That's correct. Orville Wright, he died. I think Wilbur died young, but Orville was an old man when he died. Actually, Orville Wright was born in 1871. So when Orville Wright was born, I think the horse and buggy was the most advanced mode of transportation. And then when he died...
Well, they had trains then.
1871?
Yes, of course they did.
Maybe. Okay, and then when he died, of course, we're entering the supersonic age of airplanes. It's a lot of change, Jennifer. 2014, you know this one, Arthur Rankin Jr. died.
I will know this?
Yeah.
Is it Guthrie Rankin? No.
What?
Is it the Christmas animator?
Yes.
Yes.
The director, producer, and screenwriter Arthur Rankin of those famous Rankin-Bass Christmas specials, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, etc., which are now perennial favorites. Annual favorites? Perennial favorites. Perennial.
Perennial.
And that's Today in History. Thanks for playing.
Did I have a choice? No.
Yeah, they do have a choice. They could turn off the computer.
Saturday is February 1st.
Yes, it is, Jennifer.
It's, in fact, a leap year. So I didn't know what the Jim Thatch bookmark was going to look like.
What was your guess?
I didn't know.
I didn't know either till you till the morning I started drawing it.
Whether you'd go with leaping or groundhogs are done.
A leap year? Oh, I never. I guess I didn't realize it was a leap year.
It's a leap year, but you did an ice fishing scene.
Yes.
With February spelled out, and I found five HCLs.
I believe there's six.
Six.
So the monthly bookmark is a tradition at the Huntington County Library every month since October of 1987. Who produced a bookmark with the hours on them? So it's got some function, but it's a little game as well where you search for the name of the month and the letters HCL. Another reason to stop by the Huntington County Library sometime in February. They'll be out at the desks starting on Saturday, February 1st.
Yes. And we just started two new bookmobile stops on Tuesday mornings. Every other week. And we started the first one last week. We're going to the Flemington Area Food Pantry on Route 31. We'll be right across the parking lot from the front of Walmart, which actually feels like the back of the complex. It's Walmart's around back. We'll be there every other Tuesday from 9:30 to 11:30. And starting this Tuesday, February 4th, we'll be back at the Hampton School from 10 to 11:30. We'll be right there on South Street in Hampton. So stop by, say hello. Bring your library card, check some things out. Admire Jim Thatch's design.
We have new DVDs at the Huntington County Library as of January 2020. We purchase CDs or DVDs every month. We try to keep up. We have quite a DVD collection, so another good reason to stop by the Huntington County Library. Some new movies we got in January was Ad Astra. That was the Brad Pitt movie from last year. The Banana Splits movie. They made a movie?
Apparently.
Downton Abbey, the motion picture, that was popular last year.
That's did you see that?
No.
It was good.
It was?
Yeah, and you don't have to have seen the series to understand it.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is now added to our collection. If you don't want to stop by and see it in our meeting room tonight, bar at the Peanut Butter Falcon, Rambo Last Blood, Speed, and then some TV series and streaming movies. The Big Bang Theory Season 12, that's the final season. Doc Martin, my wife likes that one. Game of Thrones Season 8, the final season. Handmaid's Tale. And Veronica Mars. So check that out. We have a flyer at the library to kind of guide you if there's looking or just browse our collection. And see if we have what you want.
Or you could, if you're browsing it on the website, you can put a hold on it because a lot of these DVDs.
And we have a lot of other programs coming up in February. Like I said at the beginning of the show, let me tell you about a few of them. Tummy Turmoil with Gianna Surratt. Struggling with tummy turmoil, find out what secretly sabotages healthy digestion. Digestion, even if you tried everything else. So this is a program on Tuesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. Gian has received her Integrative Nutrition Health Coach training through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and Functional Nutrition Training. What? Through the Functional Nutrition Alliance. let's just say she's qualified to talk about your digestive system. Once again, Tuesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. Fred Miller returns. With a four-concert series on Wednesday, February 12th at the North County Branch and Thursday, February 13th at the Huntington County Library. All of Fred's afternoon concerts start at 2 p.m. This is our lecture and song series. It's a series of musical portraits and anecdote and song presented by pianist, singer, narrator Fred Miller. In February, Fred will be singing How Do You Keep 'Em Down on the Farm? From 1892, this is music from 1892 to 1919, encompassing immigration, World War I, and new music. How are you going to keep them down on the farm, Jennifer? What's the next line to that song?
After they've seen Gay Perry.
Now that they've seen Perry, correct. In March, Fred will be singing about 1920 to 1929, the jazz age and birth of radio, and Happy Days Are Here Again. In April, it's Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? Hollywood in the Great Depression, 1930 to 1939, and then he wraps it all up in May with Sentimental Journey, World War II and the Big Bands, 1938 to 1945. And then we have a youth services program on Wednesday, February 12th, from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Huntington County Library in the youth services activity room on the second floor. It's Maple Syrup to Go. We did this last year, and it was very popular. Laura Croon Bush, the park naturalist from the Huntington County Park Service. You'll learn how to make, or you'll learn all about the maple syrup maple syrup making process. That can't be right.
Are they bringing the maple truck?
I believe it'd be, well, it says it's up in the room, so I don't know. Actually, maple syrup to go, February is way too soon. The trees aren't running. The maple trees don't really run till April.
Well, I don't know. They may not.
Well, maybe down here they do.
They need cold first.
They need cold, and then they need it to get warm. Right. It's got to be cold at night and warm days for the syrup to run. I learned all about that in Vermont. Vermont has around where Carol is, they have a maple sugar open house weekend where all the maple sugar houses open the doors and you get to go to each one and sample their wares and see how they make maple syrup, boiling it down. But this is a great program. Like I said, it was very popular last year. This is for students in grades 1 through 4. Once again, it's February 12th, which is a Wednesday, from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. If you want to learn all about more youth services programs or any of our events or programs, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and browse our website, go on our events calendar, or go to our events page, and you'll see what's coming up.
And we're having a special youth services program on Sunday, February 23rd from 2 to 3 p.m. upstairs at the headquarters library in the youth services floor. It's Pokemon card trading. Bring your cards and make new friends. And this is a very popular event, so be sure to stop in and join in all the fun.
Very good. We do have a commercial break. Yeah, it's 11:37. We have about 20 minutes left on our show until Jim Gannot hits the airwaves with his show, Taking Care of Business, and My Advice for Small Businesses. Let's continue with some more of our February programs. So you'll see that I was not lying about all the programs we have to get you through the winter.
Did I hear trivia?
There is trivia.
All right, we'll talk fast.
Eggzotic, Jennifer, a celebration of Pisanky egg decorating by Wendy Hallstrom, will be at the North County Branch on Saturday, February 15th. There'll be demonstrations at 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. At the North County Branch Library. She has a display month-long at the North County Branch Library, so if you miss the demonstration, stop by and see her creations on display throughout the month of February. And then another concert at the Huntington County Library on Wednesday, February 19th, Italian tenor Moreno Frizzetti, who has been awarded with the prestigious honor of Ambassador of Italian Music to America, Jennifer. He's a truly gifted performer. He receives rave reviews at concerts throughout the world. As his loyal supporters can attest to, he brings a sense of flair and personality to his performances. Not only does Moreno have a golden singing voice, but he has an on-stage presence that cannot be learned. Lucky to have him at the Huntington County Library. Once again, Wednesday, February 19th at 7 p.m. All of these programs Jennifer and I are talking about are free and open to the public. But we ask you to reserve seats. You can do so by going online, hclibrary.us, click on our events calendar, go to the date, for example, Moreno Frizzetti, click on February 19th and choose how many seats you need, and you're all set. Funding for a lot of our programs is made possible from the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, a partner agency of the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Huntington County Cultural and Heritage Commission.
On Thursday a month in February, March, and April, Tell Me Your Dreams with Susan Carrera at the North County Branch Library. Often we are sidetracked on our way to our goals and dreams. Individuals miss their marks because we...
Have you ever been sidetracked? Did you reach your dreams, Jennifer?
I didn't even reach my dream of finishing this sentence before I was sidetracked.
Well, I want to know, what was your dream as a child? I mean, your sister's dream was pretty...
There are five private sessions each night, each 30 minutes long. It's February 20th, March 19th, and April 16th. So you have to call the North County Branch Library, 730-6135, and register for one of these time slots, because there's only 15 time slots available over the three nights.
And they will fill up. The NCB Garden Club meets in February, even though all the flowers are sleeping under the snow.
No.
Language of Flowers with Lacey Gebhard will be the topic of the NCB Garden Club meeting on Tuesday, February 25th at 7 p.m. Flowers are used at happy celebrations and occasions of sadness as symbols of love, friendship, and encouragement. The speaker discusses the powerful meaning of flowers throughout history. The NCB Garden Club is drop-in and open to all. However, check if winter weather is a concern, Jennifer. It could be on February 25th. There will also be a plant swap table. So this is the NCB Garden Club, a monthly event at the North County Branch Library. Then Thursday, February 27th at 7 p.m., make your 2020 your best year ever with Susan Lembo. Tired of breaking those New Year's resolutions? Susan Lembo can help you find the motivation to create lasting change. We will discuss ways to modify behavior using mindfulness and self-hypnosis. A relaxing hypnosis session will follow. Bring a pillow, blanket, and yoga mat if you'd like a spot on the floor. Once again, Thursday, February 27th at 7 p.m. Make 2020 your best year ever with Susan Lumba.
All right, shall we go to our last commercial break?
Yes, we shall, Jennifer.
Okay, and we will come back with some trivia.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry. Ensuring Jim Thatch fish cheeks are not...
Jennifer is spreading urban myths during the commercial break. Someone offers you fish cheeks, run in the other direction. Okay, Jennifer's been itching to play some trivia every once in a while on our show. More than once in a while.
Wow.
And we play some trivia. Huntington County Library is all about knowledge. Jennifer, I like knowledge. Jennifer's pretty smart.
Jim's pretty smart.
I like to quiz her.
I sent you another like trivia kind of thing the other day. Again, I didn't know what you could do with it. I don't remember what it was.
All right, well, we'll talk about this some other time, shall we, Jennifer?
Yes. Do you remember what it was?
No. Oh, yeah. On the air, you're talking about interrupting. You never told me your dreams and goals.
I have none. To make it so.
Okay, so trivia. Play along at home. Just some fun questions about some themes and general trivia. Let's start off with some general trivia for you, Jennifer. A sawbuck, Jennifer, is slang for what denomination of U.S. currency? A sawbuck.
$10.
$10 bill is correct. It's a surprise how many people did not know that. True or false, Jennifer, the Empire State Building is still one of the 10 tallest buildings in the United States.
I would say false.
It's actually true. Yeah. It's still number 9. What five-letter word, Jennifer, is defined as a narrow and steep-sided ravine marking the course of a fast stream? I actually accepted 2 answers for this.
No, ravine is 6. Did you give ravine in the...
Yes, and it was part of the question.
Question?
Usually won't be the answer.
Probably not. I don't know.
I accepted gorge or gulch.
Hmm.
Name 2 of the 3 tenors.
Oh, we played this game one time.
This game?
We did this at dinner with the Oldsters once. Luciano Pavarotti.
What's the Oldsters?
The group of people I eat dinner with. We were trying to name the 3 tenors.
You call them the Oldsters? They call themselves the Oldsters? Is that like your gang moniker?
Yeah.
Really?
Luciano Pavarotti.
You got jackets and stuff?
No. I should.
Pavarotti is correct.
Enrico Caruso is incorrect.
That is incorrect. We're looking for Placido Domingo and Jose Carrera, so the other 2. What was the last year that the Summer and Winter Olympic Games were in the same year? As you might know, they're every 2 years now, staggered.
1992.
Wow, that is correct. How'd you deduce that?
I just did.
You just did? What Elvis Presley movie, what movie does Elvis Presley portray a soldier? And the movie was made while he was still in the Army.
I don't know.
Called G.I. Blues. G.I. Blues. There was an outbreak of what virus in Wuhan, China, in December 2019?
It begins with a C. Carrera virus or something?
Coronavirus, Jennifer. What date will the Kentucky Derby be run on in 2020?
Okay. This is the 13th, 20th.
The Kentucky Derby.
Monday. May 3rd.
May 2nd, Jennifer. Kentucky Derby traditionally run on the first Saturday in May. After the Great Lakes, what is the largest lake by area in the United States?
It's the one by the Hoover Dam.
That's Lake Mead, I believe. We're looking for the Great Salt Lake. The Great Salt Lake. And finally, Kobe Bryant, Jennifer, unfortunately just passed away with his daughter and 7 other people in that tragic helicopter accident. Kobe Bryant won an Academy Award in 2018 for Best Animated Short Film. Did you know that? What was the title of that film?
I don't know.
It was called Dear Basketball.
Interesting.
Okay, moving on, Jennifer. Hollywood for ugly people. These are 10 questions about Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, sometimes called Hollywood. For ugly people, What location in Washington, D.C.? Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.? Of course you have.
Once a long time ago, but just...
With the band?
No.
You've only been to Washington, D.C. one time?
I went the day after Christmas one year. It's a long story.
Really? Yeah. It's probably a fascinating story.
Yeah. I'll tell you another time.
You don't sound impressed. Okay, Jennifer, what location in Washington, D.C. is nicknamed the nation's attic?
The Smithsonian.
Very good. Which is taller, the Washington Monument or Trump International Hotel?
Oh, let's say the hotel.
It's the Washington Monument.
Oh, that's good. That's a relief.
I know. How many soldiers are depicted on the Marine Corps War Memorial, better known as the Iwo Jima statue?
1, 2, 3, 4.
6. People struggled with that one. I think only one team got that right.
You know what? That
maybe
was the
two.
First number that came into my mind.
6?
Yeah.
Raising the flag, of course, on Iwo Jima, the World War II statue. What is the term used for the body of water between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument?
It's a reflecting pool.
It's a reflecting pool is correct.
Oh, that's it?
The Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool.
Oh, good.
Why are you doubting
yourself? I didn't
know
if it had like a special name.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Where in Washington, D.C. would you find the Statue of Freedom? Where in Washington, D.C. would you find the Statue of Freedom? Mm-hmm. It's on top of the U.S. Capitol Dome. Who was the first U.S. president to occupy the White House?
In D.C., the modern day one.
Yes.
Madison.
These are questions about Washington, D.C.
Just checking. James
Madison's Adams. Incorrect. John Adams.
Hmm.
If you see that miniseries John Adams, they draw that one out, actually. Out of a mountain of despair, Jennifer, a stone of hope is written on whose memorial in Washington, D.C.?
Jefferson.
Martin Luther King, Jr. How many steps does the guard take in each direction at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier? Maybe you can deduce this.
2.
2? That's a short walk.
I know.
21.
Oh, like
SNS, the 21-gun salute. Sort of. Who lived on the estate that later became Arlington National Cemetery?
Thomas Jefferson.
This is history. You and your husband love history. Robert E. Lee. It was his estate, and they confiscated it after the Civil War. And buried the Civil War dead there. At the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial in Washington, D.C., Jennifer.
Today's his birthday.
I know. We've crossed that bridge. At the FDR Memorial in Washington, D.C., there is a statue of FDR and a statue of what else?
Falla.
Very good. His dog. Falla. Falla's come up twice on the radio show.
There was an author who was writing a mystery series where Falla solved mysteries, but I don't think it ever got off the ground.
We have 5 minutes left. I have a Super Bowl one, kind of, and I also have one about U.S. presidents. What would you rather have?
Let's try the presidents, because unless the Super Bowl is like, if it's facts about the Super Bowl,
it's facts, but it's not facts. I give you, it's a general answer, and the answer has the last name of a Super Bowl MVP in the answer.
Well, we can try it.
And then you have to name what team that Super Bowl MVP
well,
played for. Let's go for the president one. So, Jennifer, 5 U.S. presidents sported beards. How many of them can you name? You had to name 3 in the competition to get it correct.
All right, Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is correct. There's your layup one.
Yes. Buchanan?
No.
McKinley?
No. I thought there'd be one other kind of layup one right around Lincoln's time.
Mm-hmm.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, yeah. but I feel like around like the 1900 people did.
Only 5 people in it, right around. It hasn't, a president hasn't had a beard in over 100 years. Maybe longer than that. We're looking for Garfield, Rutherford B. Hayes, or William Henry Harrison. Those are the other 3. All right, I'll just ask you some questions of these other ones. So we've got a couple minutes left. We have 3 minutes left, and I know what your computer says. We have 9 minutes left.
Just no, it's 11:52 over here.
Yeah, the computer's off for some reason. Okay. Photograph, It Don't Come Easy and You're 16 were three big hits by what performer?
These are just general, back to general.
No, but this is, the answer has a Super Bowl MVP in the answer.
Super Bowl.
Who sang the songs? Ringo Starr.
Brett Starr.
So Bart Starr played for the Packers.
I was going to tell you that.
Oh, you didn't?
I knew that.
Yeah, I didn't think he wanted the football part of it.
I knew that.
The sports teams of this Division I school located in Texas are nicknamed the Owls. Division I school in Texas. Division I school in Houston, Texas.
The Oilers. No, I'm naming a... so I don't know what I'm
looking for. Rice University.
Tim Rice.
Jerry Rice.
The 49ers.
Very good.
That part's easier than I thought.
What movie studio released the first talking movie in 1927 titled The Jazz Singer?
RKO. No. I don't know.
Warner Brothers. Kurt Warner was a quarterback for the Rams. What was the full name of the composer who wrote the music for South Pacific, The King and I, Oklahoma, and The Sound of Music?
Richard Rodgers.
Correct. Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. What was the name of the slave that unsuccessfully sued for his freedom in a famous court case in 1857?
Dred Scott.
Very good. Jake Scott played for the Miami Dolphins. Never reaching the end, letters I've written, never meaning to send. Our lyrics to what classic rock song?
Moody Blues, Knights in White Satin.
Very good. It's the name of the general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers who signed Jackie Robinson.
Whitey Ford.
Incorrect.
No.
You love that movie.
Wait, I was waiting to hear what the quarterback's name was.
For what?
Knights in White Satin.
Knights in White Satin. What's quarterback? It was a defensive player, Randy Way, for the Cowboys.
No. I don't know.
Branch Rickey. And Dion Branch was a wide receiver for the Patriots. Did you know the last name of the family depicted in the 1950 sitcom Father Knows Best? Ever watch that show?
I have.
Bud, Kitten, and Princess?
Yeah.
They were the Andersons. Otis Anderson played for the New York Giants. How about the international event in men's tennis contested annually between teams from competing countries? This will be your final one.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's no football player named Wimbledon. Or Open, I don't know.
The Davis Cup. International men's tennis competition.
Marvelous.
And Terrell Davis was the running back for the Denver Broncos.
I didn't do too well with that, did I? But if I came into the library, I could certainly look all those things up.
Okay, it is 11:57, Jennifer.
All right.
No matter what you think over there.
Okay. I know that's the general sense consensus. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Nice. What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how you can attract a more diverse applicant pool, how Disney CEO Bob Iger stays organized, why and how you should change your someday money mentality. I'll have 3 types of online marketing you should try when you're losing money, and I'll have some Super Bowl snack facts just in time for the big game. It's Thursday, January 30th, 2020, and I'll have all that more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Every day, taking care of business. Every way, I've been taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses, both large and small, here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we always check the weather. It's currently 31 degrees at 12:05. And today it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 38 and a low of 24. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 45 degrees and a low of 30. For Saturday, we'll wake up to freezing drizzle, changing over to rain with a high of 43 and a low of 29. And for Sunday, we're going to have partly cloudy skies with a high of 47 degrees and a low of 34. And my current check of the financial markets shows that all indices are pretty much in the downside right now. The Dow Jones Industrial down 113.36 to 28,624.12. The NASDAQ down 50.65 to 9,224.52. S&P 500 is down 16.49 to 3256.93. All indicators are this is due to fears and growing concerns over coronavirus deaths over in China. Oil is down $1 to $52.33 per barrel. Gold is down $11.20 to $1,587.20 an ounce.